We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
Y'all help me welcome Steve to the show. Hey, Steve.
Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. What's going on? All the friends are leaning in and listening to see if we can help you out this morning.
I really appreciate that. I just need to talk to somebody about the way that my wife is kind of dealing with things. Look, I'll be the first to admit that I have some anger issues. Got me into some trouble when I was younger, but I've grown up, and now it's kind of mostly internal. You know, I don't. I get a little angry at times, and I'll admit to that. But so our kids have gotten to the age where we'll put them in timeout if they misbehave. We'll send them to their rooms. Now my wife has started to do this to me. Like she will send me to timeout when I have some of my anger issues. She'll send me into my office. She'll make me stay in the office until I calm down. And I think that is completely inappropriate. I am an adult. I can handle these things. And she's, you know, she's taking extreme measures. And I don't know how to deal with it. Is that right? Can she do that?
Steve, let me ask you a question. You say you had some anger issues. You've gotten past it. You've grown up. But now as an adult, is it a verbal thing? Is it a physical thing where you break stuff and throw stuff? Is it a language? You use horrible language? Like, when you say issues, what issues do you have?
Yeah, well, you know, traffic infuriates me. A few other things kind of set me off here and there. I've never lashed out at my kids, never. I have never, verbally here and there, you know, I definitely don't curse around the kids, but verbally I get a little heated. I've thrown some things here or there. A couple of years ago, I put a hole in the wall in the garage, but I fixed it almost immediately. But it doesn't manifest itself physically. I've never laid hands on anyone in a long time. It's mostly kind of in my demeanor, I get in my head, I get a little antsy, and so I get a little heated, but I don't hurt anybody.
And so, Steve, so far when your wife's been putting you in timeout, have you listened to her? Have you followed instructions?
I mean, well, kind of, you know, she'll send me to the office and I'll go into my office and I'll sit on my laptop and do some work and kind of try to calm down But, you know, and then I'll come out and she's like, no, I don't think you're done yet. Get back in there.
I think you're ready.
Yeah. Oh my God. Right? Right?
Do you put a sign on the door that says no girls allowed?
I wish. I should.
I sort of love your wife for doing this. Okay. So your question is it okay for your wife to put you in timeout or like how else could you all be working through this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm not a child, so I don't. My kids have laughed at me when she sends me the timeout, and I just don't think it's right.
You know what? I'm on your side. I don't like the idea.
I don't
like the idea of the wife saying, you know, go to your room. Go to your room. That's essentially what she's saying is go to your room.
I'm sorry to laugh, but I just think it's so funny.
And what's next? She's gonna take your allowance away from you? I mean, was she gonna disconnect your mm-hmm. you know your alternator so you can't drive? I mean, she's treating you like a child on this one. I get it. You've admitted that you have some anger issues, but saying, go to your room and don't stomp and don't come out till you feel better. Now, you're a grown man.
404-263-0941. How do you feel about this? Steve says his wife is putting him into timeout when he gets angry about things or has road rage or whatever. Is that the right way to go? Do you agree with it or disagree with it? 404-263-0941. Join us for group therapy next with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Our buddy Steve needs your help this morning, 404-263-0941. Steve, what you looking for advice on today?
Well, my wife has taken to trying to put me in timeout when I have some anger issues like we do with our kids.
So is that okay or not? Erica in Woodstock, what do you think?
Hey, good morning. So I totally agree with her.
She's trying to set examples for her children, and she knows that him lashing out and getting angry, it's just not good for the kids. So she takes the role and says, hey, step away. And as long as they discuss it later on, you know, after the fact, I think I'm all for it.
You think it's a great idea. Okay. I love it. I think that's fantastic. All right, Angelica in Clarkson, welcome to Group Therapy.
Hey, Steve. So I completely agree with Erica. Same thing. I think it's a great way for her to set an example for the kids, showing that if they start picking up aggressive or angry behaviors like you're presenting, that they're going to still be in trouble, that it's not okay just because dad does it.
Okay. I like it. Charles in Stone Mountain with a differing opinion. Imagine that. Hey, Charles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look. I basically wanted to just say that as a husband and a father to his children, I don't think that's right, especially in front of his kids, because he said his kids was laughing at him and stuff. So I feel like that's kind of disrespectful to him in front of their kids like that. Like, I feel like one, he should just stick to his guns and just tell them, hey, look, babe, we're going to talk about this later, but we're not going to talk about it now because I don't like you talking. Like, you know, don't be confrontational. Just have a conversation with her about how she deals with him being angry. As far as him being angry, though, if he knows he's getting upset, he should remove himself physically by himself. Like, he should be well aware to go somewhere else and, you know, calm down.
Put himself in
timeout.
Awesome. Yeah.
Like, when I get angry, I go to a different room. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I go to my own little space.
But don't make somebody force you to go to that room.
Thank you so much for the call, Charles. Renee in Atlanta, what do you say here for group therapy?
What in the entire hell? I can't believe that this grown A man is listening to that foolishness. I've been married for 17 years. If I told my husband to go to his office or to a room, do you know what he would say to me?
No, what would he say to you, Renee?
He would have all types of choice words for me. And there is no way in the world a wife should be emasculating a husband in that way.
Thank you.
Especially in front of the kids.
In front of the kids seems to be the major issue here. Steve, has any of this helped you at all?
I think so. I agree with a couple of the last callers, but the first couple had some good points too, so I definitely got some stuff to think about it. And maybe I can work on some ways to, when I feel it bubbling up, maybe to dismiss myself. Maybe I can work on that.
Yeah.
But instead of a wall, punch yourself in the face, and you won't do it again.
You could ground yourself. You could take away your own allowance. You know, no sweet treats for the rest of the day.
No red zone for the NFL season.
You know what, Steve? I'm taking away your phone. No more screen time. Good luck to you, Steve. Thanks for bringing it to the table this morning.
Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.